Hi, my name's Aaron. I'm a principal cloud advocate here at Microsoft. And today, we're going to be having a look at a couple of demos of how we can use the different data types with inside of JavaScript. We're going to start off by creating a couple of variables. We'll create one which is an array. We'll call this people. And we'll give it an array of people names. And let's create some primitive types as well, such as numbers and strings. So we'll do const one, assign that to literal, and we'll create a string. We'll create a boolean. And we'll create a variable. We'll create an object variable, person. And this can have a first name property. And a last name property. And finally, let's create a function. Create a function, say hello, and it'll take the person, and we'll console.log hello, and we'll just do person.first name. We're not actually going to execute this function. I'm just using it so that we can have a look at the different data types. Now let's just put out some logging information and use the different operators we can to test types. So we're going to start with the type of operator. So just output, say, type of, so that we know that this is the type of operator, and we'll do console.log type of people. And let's just duplicate this line a few times, and we'll do one, string, boolean, person, and then one more, and that's say hello. We'll come over to our console, and we'll run that, so node.demo.js, and we'll see in our output of type of, we've received object, number, string, boolean, object, and function. Most of those look correct, except for one, the first one. The first one returned type of object, but we provided with people, which is an array. Now, this is something you've got to be careful with the type of operator, because type of will test against the primitive type with inside of the JavaScript type system. Now, an array in JavaScript is actually just an object with a couple of extra methods and properties on it that make it behave like an array. Now, that can trip you up if you're doing type of testing to work out what the variable is. Everything else is correct, but we're not so correct on the array. Another way we can test is using the instance of operator. So let's just output what the instance of operator will provide us here. Instance of, and then we'll do console.log, and this time we provide it with the variable name, so people, instance of, and then the constructor we want to test it against, array. Oops, and I've spelled instance of incorrectly. Instance of. Now we'll duplicate this a few more lines and update this with all of our other variables. B, person, person, and say hello. And I've just realized I put my name instead of array. There we go. It's not an instance of me, it's an instance of an array. And then number, string, boolean, there we go, object, and lastly, function. Okay, now let's execute the output there, node.demo.js. And we'll see that we've received true, false, 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 true, true. So we've got correct this time with our array. It knows that the people is an instance of an array, but number, string, and boolean for our number, string, and boolean variables have not returned true. They've returned false. We got it correct again with object and function. Now, the reason for that is that when we're doing an instance of test, it compares against the instance constructor that is used to create the variable. In this case, whether it's an object constructor, an array constructor, a number constructor, etc. When we created our number, string, and boolean variables, so on lines 2, 3, and 4, we used literal values, not constructors. Instead, if I was to do new number and provide it with a value, this time, if we were to output, let's just pop that up and then we'll do node demo so it doesn't hide behind my head. We'll see that this time we have the correct output for instance of, so the second one is true because it is an instance of the number constructor. But if we have a look at the type of test, we received object because the type of it is an object because it was created using a constructor, not using a literal. So this is where you've got to be careful around using the different type of and instance of tests against the variables and values you're being provided to work out what data type they actually are. It's always good to test a couple of different ways depending on what are the needs of that bit of code. Thanks for joining me. I hope to see you next time.